You're listening to Catch the Current. I'm Amanda Buckle.
And I'm Lauren Castiglione.
We are live in Boston for Seafood Expo North America, where we are taking the show floor by storm for an epic series we are calling Boston 2025 in 5.
That's right. We are covering as much ground as we can over the next few days, bringing you the best of the best that SENA has to offer.
So without any further ado, let's catch the current.
I'm Amanda Buckle. I'm on the show floor at Seafood Expo North America on day 3. We all made it. We all made it. And by we, I mean Jay Taylor and Gann Taylor, the dynamic duo behind Angel Oak Smokehouse. Welcome, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. Jade was already on the podcast on Catch the Current. We met at GSMC, and you teased that you were debuting the product at Boston. And Lauren and I came over here yesterday. We didn't have a chance to talk because the booth was slammed. So talk to me about the reception at Boston. I mean, this has to be a really great feeling that you debut this product and people love it.
It's been incredible. I mean, to have created something for so many years and finally get it in front of so many people has been just a dream come true.
Tell us about what products you debuted.
Yeah, so we really launched our hot smoked here. We'll be launching our cold smoked at Fancy Foods in June. And we also launched a frozen ravioli product that we did, which kind of came up, turning a mistake into something good. So we've had a just overwhelming response to that product and something we're really excited about.
Yeah, and when you say you launched this product here, I mean, people have been talking about this all throughout the show floor. People have stopped me on the floor and been like, you got to go over to Angel Oak. They have this ravioli. So is this a product that you were planning on like actually selling?
We will be selling it. It wasn't planned that way. So the story that kind of came up is we were making our samples for the show and we had a really, not a bad batch. It just didn't come out to the standard that we have. We're really, I think you can see it in our booth. We're really particular about the way everything looks. And it just wasn't up to our standards. The smoker heated up too quickly and it just wasn't the golden brown color that we aim for. And we had to figure out how to avoid throwing away, you know, a lot of fish. and so Jade and I had our child 6 months ago and we needed a date night. So we decided, hey, we'll make some ravioli together.
Wow.
And that's how the product came to be. So
labor of love.
Exactly.
Are you kidding me, guys?
Exactly. And it's been an overwhelmingly positive response. It's got lemon zest in it, ricotta cheese, our hot smoked salmon and some chives. And people have just been obsessed with it.
This is so good. That feeling is just, you want more of it. I know we were saying like, we got one sample of it. I'm like, get the whole plate.
Yeah. No, exactly. It's been moving quickly. And yeah, it doesn't need anything else. I mean, you could put a white cream sauce on it if you wanted to. I think the only thing it needs is a glass of white wine.
There we go. And that's what we'll have serving next Boston, right?
Yeah, we've actually already talked about it. We want to do a wine tasting next year. So, you know, a little wine pairing action. So be on the lookout for that.
What's Angel Oak's vision?
So we want to start, you know, with our bread and butter, which is our hot and cold smoke. But one thing that we're really on a mission to do is show people the versatility of hot smoked. You know, you can throw it in a salad, you can throw it in a pasta, you can throw it on a biscuit, which we've been doing here. And people have loved that as well. So, you know, value added is something we're definitely interested in. I mean, one thing that you can look at Jade's dad's history in the business, but innovation is something that's really at the core of what we do.
Yeah.
And so we constantly want to be figuring out new ways to bring, you know, our products to people. And if that's through a value-added way, then that's something we're definitely interested in. But with smoked salmon at the center of it.
Yeah, I mean, it was fantastic. So you're hoping to get this into retail?
Yeah, okay. And, you know, we've had a lot of interest on the food service size of it as well,
which
is kind of surprising. But yeah, we're going to do either a 10 or 12 pack for retail. It'll be a frozen product. And yeah, the response has just been overwhelming. We've had some pretty big retailers, I can't really say by name, but that have showed a lot of love. So hopefully you'll see us on the store shelf soon.
This is a podcast, so this is all audio, but you got to see the smiles on these two faces. You can just tell that they've had a Boston, and this is the first time, and I'm going to take another picture of the booth, because the booth has just been beautiful. It's just, I'm so happy for you two. I didn't say it, but we were doing Boston 25 and 5, and it is 5 minutes on the clock. Lauren's usually the one with the timer, so I'm going to have to end this here, but you guys are going to be back on the podcast, because we're just going to have to hear more about the success, and keep us involved in your test kitchen, please, because I want more of those raviolis, so let us know as soon as they're in retail, because we'll be the first ones buying them.
Yeah, we're always looking for people who want to sample, so we'll have to send you some.
All right, thanks guys, enjoy the rest of your Boston.
Thank you.